Well, a leading consumer advocate has labelled a judge out of touch after ruling in Westpac's favour. The case centred on the way Westpac measured household expenditure to approve thousands of home loans. The federal court judge quipped that he may eat Wagyu beef every day, washed down with the finest Shiraz, but if he really wanted a new home, he could make do with a more modest lifestyle. Those on the front line of financial hardship fear that this ruling may mean that more Australians will be approved for home loans they can't afford and may lead to more poverty. Here's our business reporter David Taylor.
Getting over the line for a home loan can be a reason to celebrate. But National Debt Helpline counsellor Danielle White says when the penny drops for borrowers that loan repayments have left them in poverty, it's heartbreaking.
Whenever we're talking about a budget in relation to food and there's a very minimal expense on food, they will always immediately start crying.
Today, a federal court judge said borrowers could simply cut down on Wagyu beef and, quote, the finest Shiraz to make their home loan payments. Financial counsellor Danielle White says in her experience, borrowers who struggle to meet their repayments forego a lot more than that.
We talk to people who are eating a lot of two-minute noodles or going without meals during the day in order to just sort of get by, and that happens a lot.
The ruling in today's case goes to the heart of how banks work out if customers can or can't repay a big loan. The overwhelming majority of approved loans use what's known as the Household Expenditure Measure, or HEM. It's a generic measure of how much households spend. It's calculated based on the size of an applicant's family, where they live, and their regular lifestyle. In his final report, Banking Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne said it's a crude measure and shouldn't be used as a substitute for the hard work of looking at the applicant's nitty-gritty expenses. Today, the federal court judge said he didn't see any problem with it, describing it as a, quote, minor issue. Karen Cox from the Financial Rights Legal Centre is furious.
It'll allow the practices that have been going on for the last decade or more to continue, and people will be able to get loans that they simply can't afford.
Did you take some offence at some of the judge's remarks?
Now you're putting words in my mouth.
Did you?
Look, I feel that the judge is definitely out of touch.
The so-called corporate cop, ASIC, has been holding a public inquiry to work out if it can better instruct the banks on how to better figure out customers' ability to pay back loans. But lawyers say today's federal court decision leaves it up to the banks to figure out.
So the big question is, what steps or processes do banks need to do to satisfy themselves of their legal obligation that a proposed loan is not unsuitable for a potential borrower?
Director of the Centre for Corporate Law at Melbourne University, Ian Ramsey, has been following the case. He says this ruling gives the banks even more power.
I think it is true to say that it does give flexibility to the banks about the processes that they follow in deciding whether or not a loan is unsuitable for
which
a consumer.
Which led to a Banking Royal Commission in the first place, though. I think that's what people are concerned about.
Yes, so I do understand why some people would be concerned about this.
Does ASIC have egg on its face?
I think ASIC viewed this as a test case.
ASIC Commissioner Sean Hughes spoke to The World Today shortly after the judgment was handed down.
We take these knockbacks on the chin. We learn from them. We respect the decision. But at the end of the day, our job is to enforce the law and to test areas where we think there is uncertainty.
Karen Cox says she'll now be lobbying Parliament to make changes to the law to ensure banks double and triple check a borrower's capacity to service a home loan.
Clearly what is written into the current law isn't sufficient.
Westpac didn't respond to PM's request for an interview.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor.